It's a great track, isn't it? I love it. Now, as you know, there's a lot in the papers at the moment about quarantine hotels. Not somewhere I would like to stay, but my next guest is going to be talking to us over the next 10 days to let us know what it's like being in one of the quarantine hotels. Thanks for talking to us, Andrew. How are you?
Yeah, not bad, thanks.
What time did you get back to Heathrow yesterday, and what was it like getting through the passport control and onto the bus to the hotel?
Yeah, it's quite awful, actually. The plane landed at 7, and it took an extra 4 hours to get to the hotel from there. They've got a special queue for the... If you're on a red list country, you have to queue up there, and it's basically everyone on the plane, so it's probably about 200 people in the queue. You get grilled by the border police for quite a while, so it took ages, and then you get herded into different areas depending what hotel you're going to.
Is everybody mixing at the airport? So you've done all the sort of social distancing, but when you're queuing up, are there loads of different flights and everybody sort of standing in the same area?
The red list countries are on the sort of far left, and they're trying to keep any other flights to the right. You know, that it's like a big area, and the hotel is quite nice, but it's very old. Somewhere from the 70s, really, all the decor and everything. So far, I've not been impressed with the food.
You're taking pictures of the food, aren't you, to share online? Tell us about some of the food you've had so far, because this is costing your company £1,750, isn't it, for the 10 days?
I think a lot of that money goes to the G4 security.
Yeah.
Because there's loads of people here when I checked in, and then when I came up in the lift, you get escorted, obviously, everywhere. There's three security guards by the lifts, and one security guard is in my corridor.
Mm.
So basically, that's to stop people leaving the room.
And what's the food been like so far? Tell us about some of the meals you've had.
Yeah, you get meal vouchers, so you have to fill them in every day and leave them outside the room. And you get a sort of a selection of things. So, for example, like breakfast is... You get like cereal, milk, juice, bit of fruit, yogurt, a bacon roll that I chose. You can have like a sausage roll if you want,
yeah.
Or a veggie roll.
And that's left outside your door, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all like in a paper bag, sort of packed lunch style.
Yeah.
Lunch, for example, you just get a choice of things. I had soup. The trouble with that was that in a polystyrene container, and someone had just thrown it into the bag sideways, so most soup leaked out over everything else.
Mm. Yeah. And then you had a burger, didn't you, and chips last night?
Just soggy. You put fries in a plastic container, they go soggy.
Yeah. So the food, I mean, I've seen pictures of food. It doesn't look very good at all. It's really quite poor quality. Because you can go out for a walk. Are you going to go out today? You've got to contact the reception, and then they get a member of security, don't they, to have a walk round with you?
Yeah, escort. No, I don't think there's a car park here, so I presume you just walk round with the security guard around the block.
Which you might need to do by about day 5, because you might be going absolutely stir crazy. So it is really, in effect, it is like being locked up. It's like being in prison, except, well, you've probably got about the same level, actually, because you've got your computer and you've got your phone and TV. That's
yeah,
about
nice
it.
TV here.
Well, you're going to be watching quite a bit of it over the next 10 days. Do you think you're going to do okay? Do you think you'll manage? I would imagine a lot of people get mental health problems with this.
Well, I was actually in Dubai last year when the lockdown occurred, so I got stuck at the hotel for 3 months, I think. And although you could go out if you wanted, it's not much different, really. You know, I was in the hotel room for a lot of time, so I'm quite used to it, really.
Well, I'll speak to you again tomorrow and just find out about the food and if there's any improvements. Thanks for talking to us, Andrew. Have a great day. All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. That is Andrew, who is currently in Kensington in lockdown in the quarantine hotel. And if you'd seen the picture that I saw last night of the hamburger, I wasn't sure if it was a hamburger or something that somebody had actually trodden in, because it looked absolutely awful.